Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
All right. Well, Stacy, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, I really appreciate you taking time out. I wanted to get a better understanding of the connections between charter schools in Chicago and the strike that just ended last week.
Sure.
It was my understanding that there were, you know, some tensions between the district and the union over the growth of charter schools in Chicago. So can you tell me just a little bit more about that? You know, why was there some tension there, and how much of a factor was that in the strike?
Sure. I would say, well, I think first it's important to understand that charter schools, or the strategy of charter schools being part of the district, was not explicitly an issue on the table in the negotiations, right? It wasn't part of the contract that was being negotiated.
Right.
Having said that, it's clearly a part of the broader dialogue and debates about how to address what I think everyone agrees is a fairly dire situation in Chicago in terms of both academic outcomes and financial health of the district, which obviously are the broader context that within which the strike took place. So I think, you know, charter schools are unfortunately sometimes held up as kind of anti-public school or somehow anti-neighborhood school, and that was the nature of, you know, Karen Lewis, the head of the CTU, for example, had an op-ed in the Sun-Times sort of blasting charter schools along those lines as part of the dialogue and debate that was happening during the strike. I think, you know, we would say, you know, in response to that 52,000 families in Chicago must see something about charter schools that Karen Lewis doesn't see, because they've chosen to send their kids there. So charters in Chicago make up, you know, 52,000 out of the roughly 400,000 public school students in the district, and so are truly a tremendous portion of the public school students here in Chicago at this stage.
Why is the union worried about them? I mean, I got the sense that there was some resentment there. I mean, what's yeah. bugging them?
Well, you know, charters are mostly not unionized, so it's a different model, and teachers in charter schools are largely, no teachers and charters are part of the Chicago Teachers Union, the CTU. There are about 10 charter campuses in Chicago that have organized and are part of a union. It's a different union, an affiliate of the AFT, that is specifically geared towards charter schools. So it's important to note that charters are not, you know, explicitly non-union, and those management and labor relations have led to successful contracts. So it can be done, and it is being done. But so I think the fact that charters are non-union, I think the fact that charters are seen as part of the district or the mayor's growth strategy for sort of, you know, strategy moving forward for the district, that can seem threatening to the the union claims to be threatened by that in terms of what the future mix of schools looks like. But I think, you know, we want to take a look at what the demand for the different types of schools are, again, and parents are really voting with their feet.
Right. Okay. Well, so charter schools, of course, were open during the strike, and I saw some news reports that individual schools and maybe you guys at the association, too, were getting calls from parents wondering if there were any openings. So how much of that was going on?
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to say because at the school level it varied from school to school, but here at INCS we can anecdotally say, you know, and we just as a kind of context, we're the membership organization for all of the charter schools in the state, including the 119 campuses in Chicago. And we typically get, you know, call it 10 or 15 calls a week from parents looking for information about signing their child up for a charter school during the weeks leading up to the strike, and then certainly during the strike weeks themselves. We probably had, you know, three or four times that calling us and asking for information about how to sign up.
Wow, and probably a lot of parents were calling individual schools, too.
Many, yes. Yeah. So we have lots of anecdotal input from our member schools on what they were doing, and certainly some did sign up.
Okay, well, this next question I have kind of dovetails with that, and I realize this is kind of another softball question, but you know, from afar, I was checking out as much of the coverage as I could, and it looked to me like the news coverage was really, really, really good for charter schools. You know, story after story pointed out that charter schools were open,
right.
And I saw plenty of quotes from parents saying, well, the strike's not bothering me, you know, my kid's in a charter school.
Right.
So, yeah, was the strike, you know, in a crazy way, really good publicity for you guys? I mean, will you benefit from that?
Right. It's hard to say, but, I mean, we were, you know, certainly disappointed that the strike happened because there were, it was just a failure of adults to serve kids in that way. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I think it was an opportunity for people to understand more about what charters are. So one thing we always struggle with is that there are a lot of misconceptions out there about charter schools. And this was a chance for literally everyone in the city of Chicago has been talking about education for 3 weeks. And that's great, right? That's a good thing. And, you know, I think it caused a lot of people to say, wait a minute, what are charter schools? Why, you know, what are charter schools exactly? A lot of people were asking, so wait, are they public schools? And it gave us a chance to really remind people, yes, they're public schools, they're open enrollment, there's no tuition, there's no academic requirements, and yet they are open right now. So it was a helpful sort of clarification of what charter schools are. And I think in you know, out there in all the neighborhoods of Chicago, you had parents who saw their neighbors taking their kids to school, and that's a clear demonstration of who charter schools are serving. It's the same public school kids that traditional CPS schools are serving. Very, very similar mix of low-income, you know, high 90s% low-income kids. It's, you know, majority African-American and Latino, along the same lines, if not a little bit more than the traditional open enrollment CPS schools, and same thing for English language learners, special ed, et cetera. So I think it was just a good reminder for everyone of, you know, who charter schools are and who they serve.
Okay. Tell me just a little bit more about the trend lines with charter schools in Chicago. You know, you mentioned there was about 100 now. So how fast has the number of schools gone up? How much has enrollment gone up?
Yeah, it's been, so the charter movement has been around for 15 years now in Chicago.
Okay.
The very first schools were authorized in 97. And it's basically been, you know, somewhat of an exponential increase since then. We have 119 campuses now, of which we have a mix of networks and single-site campuses, or single-site charters. And so some of those are part of networks of, you know, anywhere between 2 and 15 schools, and others are independent schools. And of those 119 campuses, about 52,000 children. And so that's up from, you know, that's doubled in the last 5 years. So in 2007, there were, you know, just over 20,000 kids in charter schools.
The trend lines are pretty steep.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How much of a waiting list is there in Chicago with the charter schools?
An estimate of about 19,000.
Wow,
on wait list.
Really?
Yeah, on wait list to attend charter schools. So demand is high.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about what the future is going to look like with charter schools. So if I read it right, the mayor is looking to add about 60 in the next 5 years. So is that the sum of the growth, or is there more beyond that? Or, I mean, where are things headed?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a good, you know, good guardrails to think about around it. That would be something like 10 or 12 a year, and that's absolutely in line with kind of what we've seen recently and what we'd expect to see in the coming years.
Okay. Well, does growth start tapering off at some point, or how far does this go?
Yeah, it's a great question. Like, what's the end state, right? What's the goal? And I think it's important to note that we at INCS, and I would speak for the charter movement broadly, the goal isn't sort of the more charter schools, the better. The goal is the more good schools, the better. And so there are kind of two definitions of success, I think, from the charter movement. One is there's a high-quality seat for a child to sit in today at a charter school, and I think the charter movement is nimble and growing and can provide that in short order relative to a big bureaucracy like CPS. The other is that new models and innovations are being piloted and tried and demonstrated that then push the broader public education sector to change. And, you know, some of the policy issues that were on the table during the strike are things that the Chicago charter movement has been at the forefront of innovation on for a decade. So longer day, longer year, mm-hmm. principal autonomy on hiring and firing and
teacher
compensation
evaluations.
And teacher evaluations. All of those things are things that charters have been doing quietly for 10 or 15 years and that have now brought in to be part of the public education debate.
Okay. Stacey, one last question. So, you know, we're the School Choice blog, and we write a lot about parental choice and parental empowerment and how
sure.
so much of the school choice debate revolves around the fact that parents are increasingly choosing. That's why you got 19,000 on waiting lists in Chicago.
Right.
But it's also true, to some extent, that teachers and principals are also choosing alternative options like
yep.
charter schools. So why is that? Why are teachers choosing charter schools in Chicago? I mean, is it simply because that's where the jobs are, or are they choosing for other reasons?
No, I mean, I think they're definitely choosing for other reasons. It's a different environment. I don't want to paint charter schools as monolithic because they're all different. But
right.
and I had the same thing for district schools. But there are some fundamental differences. I think if you're a teacher that wants to work in a place that is a little more entrepreneurial, a little more where you have some room to grow in terms of I have an idea, I'd like to see it play out. That charter schools are more fertile ground for that. There are tons of examples of teachers who have at charter schools who have come up with ideas of new ways to, teach their subject or new ways outside the classroom to do some, cultural components to instruction, and they're able to put those in place in more direct ways. I think, I anecdotally have a friend who's taught at both charter schools and traditional public schools, and for her, it was a time thing. She felt like at her charter school she had time to just go a click deeper with her students in class than she did in her traditional public school. And she, in fact, after she moved from the charter to the traditional public school, which was more for geographic reasons and when she had her own family, she would bring her colleagues from the traditional school back to the charter where she used to teach to do tours and see how they did things there because it was just a more innovative environment.
Why do you think we don't hear more of that part of the story? Again, we hear about the parents, but we don't hear
right.
from the educators who say, well, I could have gone to either one, but, really like the flexibility and ability that I had to really teach in a charter school or, whatever the alternative setting might be. Why don't we hear more of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we at Inc. do quarterly policy briefs, and maybe we should do one on that.
All right. Well, Stacey, this was great. I really appreciate you taking this much time out for me, and I learned a lot in about 10 minutes.
No problem. I'm very happy to participate.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.